From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now, and coming up, the latest in a tense skirmish between China and Vietnam over Chinese drilling in disputed waters.
But first, teams of British and American experts, including American FBI negotiators, have arrived in Nigeria to help the government find the nearly 300 schoolgirls kidnapped by the Islamist extremist group Boko Haram last month. How might that go? Clint Van Zandt is the FBI's former chief hostage negotiator. Since the 1990s, the FBI has been doing hostage negotiating around the world. They are a domestic agency, but they get involved whenever an American citizen is attacked abroad. Agents are even embedding with troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, Clint, good to speak with you again.
Hi, Robin. Good to be with you.
Well, and as we said, this is a kidnapping, but the AP is also reporting that ransom money has been demanded. So how are you viewing this? Are you viewing this as a hostage taking with possibilities of, you know, exchange for ransom or a kidnapping?
Well, there's obviously two different ways to look at this. In a hostage situation, we normally know where the victims are being held. An example would be like a bank robbery, and the robber's inside, and he's holding hostages, and he's threatening them. And the police and the FBI have the bank surrounded. Well, then negotiations, hostage negotiations can go on, but the bottom line is the bad guy knows you know where he's at and you know where the hostages are. And you have to contrast that to a kidnapping. Here we have perhaps a multiple country kidnapping where upwards of 200 to 300 victims have been taken. They may be scattered. They may be in different countries, perhaps hundreds of miles apart. And you may not have one central person who can actually negotiate, should they choose, negotiate for the release of all of them. So it's a very dramatically different situation.
Well, and as we said, you don't even know if they're interested in any kind of negotiation. I mean, in a hostage taking, it's clear. And as we said, the AP has been reporting ransom money has been demanded. So it may veer more towards a hostage situation. But in a kidnapping, I mean, the leader of Boko Haram vowed to sell these girls into marriage. And so he may not be at all interested in any kind of negotiating.
See, I think he may be sending out a very subliminal signal, too. When he says he can sell these girls, that means he could do what he's threatening to do, sell them for $12 a piece to local people, or he could also sell them as part of a negotiated package, just as you're suggesting, Robin. It could be some type of ransom. And realize that over the last few years, a number of members of this group obviously have been killed in encounters, but they've also been in prison, too. So we may well see a package put together where money's demanded, maybe political concessions, and perhaps the release of prisoners. That's why I take some solace when he speaks about selling the girls, the victims, and not killing them. I think that opens a very small door to the possibility of negotiations.
Well, what about the fact that this is a U.S. negotiating team that's arriving in Nigeria? Boko Haram hates Westerners. Their
Sure.
name literally translates into Western education is a sin. Is the U.S. team really the best way to go?
Well, I've done this before as an FBI agent. I've traveled to various places around the world, and I would never conduct the negotiations directly myself. My job and the job of the FBI negotiators that are on the ground right now, as well as the military, State Department, and other people, they're there as advisors. They're there to coordinate information. They're there to help. Many times you may find an FBI negotiator sitting next to, in this case, a Nigerian official, a negotiator. They're going to be sit there advising him or her, perhaps giving them notes, suggesting what to say, what philosophy to adopt. And these negotiations, this is not usually a 1 minute or a 5 minute thing. There are multiple sessions over multiple days, sometimes months, that take place in these international kidnappings. You're going to find the counterparts probably from the UK. The French are there. The Chinese are there. It's almost like looking for this Malaysian aircraft, except now we're looking for other missing people, in this case, kidnapped young girls.
Clint Van Zandt, the FBI's former chief hostage negotiator and founder and president of the risk and threat assessment group Van Zandt Associates. Clint, I hate to ask you to speculate, but I'm going to. Do you think these girls are going to be found and negotiated for?
I think so. You have to look at the history of Boko Haram. Their history is that even though they're killers, they've committed these terribly horrific crimes, we look at their past history and that they haven't killed intentionally the girls that they've kidnapped. So I think that's a positive. I think that that's something that the FBI negotiators can help, can try to facilitate. I think part of the reason for this kidnapping is that this, what we believe now to be a terrorist group, is trying to embarrass the ongoing Nigerian government. They're looking for their 15 minutes of attention, and you know we're giving that to them around the world. So they're achieving what they want to do. They're getting attention. They're humiliating the government. They're showing that they are a powerful organization. They're going to want to get money. They're going to want to get prisoners out of jail. But they may have crossed a bridge too far right now, because not only do they have the Nigerian government embarrassed because of what's going on, but they've got the attention of the world, and the world comes together in something like this. Nigeria's children are the children of the world, and we're all responsible.
Well, we should say you mentioned that they haven't killed the girls either in this case or in the past. That gives you hope, but they did brutally kill 50 boy students just a little bit ago. Terrible there. Clint Van Zandt, again, the FBI's former chief hostage negotiator and founder and president of the risk and threat assessment group Van Zandt Associates. Clint, thanks as always.
Good to be with you.